Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America. Across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Charette along the way. A big show on a Wednesday into a Thursday. Throughout the night into the early morning hours, we've got the world of sports for you. Where do we start? We start right here in the beautiful Northeast, where Indiana and Connecticut women's WNBA action tonight, game two. Win or go home for the Indiana Fever. Caitlin Clark, a raucous setting in Uncasville, Connecticut, Mohican Sun, as we get ready. I think they got a better than a puncher's chance tonight. Caitlin Clark cannot go back-to-back 4-for-17, 2-for-13 from three. I mean, I thought she literally, you know, went back and dressed like John Starks in 94 against the Houston Rockets, or 93, whenever it was, when Starks for the Knicks had a 3-for-14. And the Knicks had designs on winning a championship, and it went out the window right there. Caitlin Clark poked in the eye. She didn't use it as an excuse. More taking the high road. I love that. So away we go with a puncher's chance. Listen, if you want to buy into a little bit of a quasi-conspiracy theory, I'm going to listen to it. Does the league want a third game minimum out of Indiana and Connecticut? Do they want that? So you want to get the refs maybe tweeting a little different tonight? How do they get that message across? Well, you know, crew, you didn't call it this way, or the crew we had here Sunday, let too many things go. Let's tighten up here a little bit. Look, Mabry, Dewana, this whole team, this Connecticut team is deep, and they're veteran and experience at all levels of sport, especially in the postseason, to me goes a long way. So we could argue that point till we're blue in the face, but that's how I feel. So Brock Hines, we're going to get into baseball. The Mets, Braves, they've already scrapped those remaining games in that weekend series. They'll double up on Monday. And even then, they're saying Atlanta could be underwater. This is a nasty hurricane coming up through the Gulf, and we shall see how that plays out. Plus, we got big NFL action. Giants, Cowboys, big game for a different reason coming up on Thursday night. Plus the weekend, Nick Douglas later on. We come back here. It's Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
Ooh, girl, yeah, you in the zone with it, on and on and on and on with it. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack to Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. responsibly.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, we are talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Brock Hines along the way. We'll get to him in just a second. We do have the scratch this thing out today, the postseason bracket, how it looks right now. I think it's locked. I think it's locked, stock, and barrel. I really do. But we will get into that. But I think you got to start. First of all, welcome aboard, Mr. Hines. Great to have you on a Wednesday into a Thursday for a couple of segments today. How are you?
Mr. Terrell, I'm doing good. I hope you are too as well.
Yeah, we'll get to the baseball, Brock. You know, I mean, there's a lot to go around here. But, I threw you a note today, the topsy-turvy NFL season. I always like to get through week four. In the old days of 16 games, that was the quarter pole. You know, 4 months of regular season, then the postseason. It's still that way, even though you have the additional game. Here's where I want to start. Topsy-turvy. Yet tomorrow night, I think it's a huge game. It really is. People say, well, hold on a minute. You're just pumping up a game. You know, it's just not that big a deal. And I said, no, it is, because Dallas is going to answer some questions. The Giants have all sorts of questions. But to me, it's the coaches on the hot seat bowl. Daboll, I'm telling you, he is on thin ice in New York. You got Belichick looming out there. You can't tell me he's going to do TV and not go after Shula's record, number one. Number two, you got a mess in Dallas. I mean, Jerry Jones, you know, he's the general manager. He's the owner, bottle washer, ball boy, does everything. Here's what I know. He's not sticking with McCarthy if they don't make a run into postseason. So I hate to go crazy on a Dallas Giants game this early. I think it's huge. Let's start right there. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger for the Dallas Cowboys at this juncture. The Giants are just about where you expect them to be right now, 1-2. But the Cowboys, well, after 1 week, Marty, they were looking good, but it was the fraudulent Cleveland Browns. Now they get one hot team in New Orleans that comes in and beats them in Dallas, and the other one was a desperate team in Baltimore. Now they're 1-2. As you said, if they can't win their first divisional game at 1-3, they're going to be in big trouble. So big game on Thursday. And I'm assuming you want me to hop around a little bit here.
Yes, I do. I
so
do,
let's,
indeed.
Let's stay in the NFC. I'm reading out of Charlotte. You would think it was the end of the world. They're saying Bryce Young. I'm reading some reports here, potentially he's done in Charlotte. I don't know. I think that's awful strong. He got off to a rocky start, their team did, and they say it's Andy Dalton's team at 1-2. Hey, you go out and put up 36. I don't care whether it's out in Las Vegas or who it's against. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be your team to run now. So Carolina, that was a big one for them. How about the Cincinnati Bengals? 0-3. No team at 0-3 has ever won the Super Bowl or got into the Super Bowl, I should say. And you talk about messes. It's not a mess there, Marty. You scratch your head. What's going on? It's not that bad of a team, but, man, they've had their moments. Whereas the team in first place in that division, Pittsburgh, They've given up 26 points in three games. They may not be the most sexiest thing on offense, but, man, they can play defense. And so the AFC North is not what people expected. Buffalo, the Bills are going to win that by default. The AFC South, probably the Texans by default. The West, the Chiefs, maybe the Chargers will give them if the quarterback situation can remain healthy there with Herbert. In the NFC, you know, they're not going to win the division, but I said all along that I thought that was one of the best coaching hires. I said that to you before week one with the Commanders. The 2-1 is a little bit of a smokescreen, but they're not that bad. They're just not that good. But now with the unrest in Dallas and with Philadelphia being questionable, who knows? The North, Marty, remember back in August we're talking about the Bears?
We did.
That's going to be the best division. The Packers, the Lions will be good. The Vikings, though, with all the troubles off field, they're going to be winless. They're 3-0.
I
love it.
Listen, I've thought about that, and I think they're going to be 4-0 because I think they're going in Lambeau, despite a slight dog. I think they're going to find a way to win the game. I don't believe on Green Bay. I don't think Jordan Love's going to be back, but he might be. We will see. Speaking of the Commanders, Brock, they're going out to the desert. That's a huge game, Commanders in Arizona. Who would have thunk? If I had told you, Brock, mark September 30th, 4:05, tell your lovely life, Lori, no plans. I'm hunkered down for Commanders Cardinals. You would have told me to get drug tested. I'm watching that game on Sunday. Go ahead. That's a good game.
Like I said, I'm a big, even though despite some of his playoff history, I'm a big Dan Quinn fan in this position. And I thought the way Arizona started, Marty, and maybe that team getting healthy, that they were going to make some moves. Detroit kind of brought him back to earth this past weekend. But, yeah, you know what? I don't care if you played the the sisters of the poor for the first 3 or 4 weeks. The bottom line is it's what you believe you can do. And if Washington goes out there and wins out in the desert, they're 3-1, and they all of a sudden, Quinn has something to sell them on. They can.
It does.
You can believe. That's all it takes. It's sports and a game of confidence. We already know what can happen, with the stats and everything. It's above the next thing. And after Arizona, Marty, you can't do this. I hate when you do this. Not you, but you in general, when we look ahead at schedules. But then the Commanders come home to Cleveland, another winnable game. Big game in Baltimore, and then it's Carolina, Chicago, the Giants. They got a weak schedule. They could have ended up 6-3 to start off. I mean, you know who's loving this the most? Roger Goodell. The NFL
100%.
Loves
100%. 100%.
They love parity, and this just drives ratings. The uncertainty, you think, oh, the big teams are losing. They're gonna no. They love that. Trust me, because the big teams are always gonna draw eyeballs. They love the fact that some of these underdogs, and they've had two big weeks with underdogs winning the past 2 weekends. They absolutely love this.
All right, I got to get you talking to Brock Hines. We're going to keep him, as long as we can through this segment because I don't get him that often, and we want to stretch it. You hear him on Sports in 60s. Now you're going to hear him do Sports in 60s times two, and he'll tell you what that's all about on air. Here's where I want to go, Brock. I someone who I trust called me today and said, I'm here to tell you, it's not one of these sources say, I don't believe that. This is someone I trust, who just said to me, who's an observer. He's a fan, but I respect him. And he said to me, I'm telling you, you bit the bullet. You bit the bait on Caleb Williams. He's a head case. He's pouting. That Belichick nailed it. It's a cold weather city. Quarterbacks, great quarterbacks, go there to become ungreat quarterbacks. Cutler, a head case. Grossman. McMahon was a quirk, a quack and a quirk, but he was successful, and he had the most legendary defense ever. I'm going back a million years. The bottom line is the Bears are a mess, and I'm telling you right now, I would have told you were nuts if you didn't tell me Caleb Williams wasn't going to be great. Now, he still might be, but he's off to a rocky start. He has no offensive line, Brock. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have any protection, and, this goes back to my Sam Darnold thing in Minnesota. The more pressure that's on you, Marty, I mean, this is Captain Obvious checking in with you here. The more that's expected of you, this team, in a lot of people's eyes should be at least 2-1. And it's just it doesn't work that way in the NFL. And then they got no gimme with the Rams coming into town at all this coming weekend. They're a mess. There's just a lot of uncertainty with that team as opposed to the true mess that Dallas is. Well, they're both uncertain. So, yeah, you can deem them a mess. But with whether it be in Charlotte with Young or with Williams in Chicago, Marty, you're instantly, again, people are instantly expecting these franchises to be turned around and become 11-6 teams, and I just don't think it's realistic. Look how long the Jacksonville project took to turn around with Trevor Lawrence. Look how long that took, several years, Marty, and that's what you're going to see here. Whereas I always compare it to Sam Darnold. Nothing's expected of him. Vikings, you got the best receiver in the league. Let's see what we can do. Well, we're 3-0 and possibility of going 4-0, winning up at Lambeau. I agree with you. I think they have a great chance. That's the whole thing, is that you're putting a lot of pressure on some rookie quarterbacks here, both in Charlotte and, to your question, Chicago.
I agree. All right, you sit right there. We got the baseball seedings to go through. They've already announced the start times, 1:10 and 4:40, I believe, on Monday in Atlanta. They're not going to play now with that big hurricane coming in. We'll keep an eye on that situation. Heinze stays over. Baseball, some puck talk, too. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, we count down the tip-off. Mohegan Sun, Connecticut, Sun looking to finish off Caitlin Clark. Indiana Fever, the hot theme here, Sun and Fever. Clark horrible on Sunday. Her worst game. She admitted it. She can't remember a game that bad since she was playing against the guys. She used to play guys in Dixon Jensen's AAU program up in Ames and Ankeny, Iowa. And she said she just had never had a game like that. She stunk the joint out. If she shoots like that tonight, it's over in a hurry. We shall see. All right, let's get Brock back in here. Brock, I learned a long time ago to follow, seriously, my nature. I am one who does not discard baseball. I do not discard baseball from my mindset when football starts. Now, does the last couple weeks of the season – running concurrent with the start of the new season of college and pro football, changed the way I look at it? Is the paradigm shift? Yeah, but not in its totality, because I look at this postseason draw right now. Yankees, Cleveland, first round byes, sixth seeded Detroit, third seed Houston, and let me see, the 4-5 matchup would be Orioles, Kansas City. Take a quick stab at that. And Detroit, Brock, has been amazing to get themselves most likely in the postseason. Let me hear.
My mouth. The first team I was going to mention was the Tigers. Since the middle of August, Marty, they have been absolutely torrid. They've won 8 of the last 10, 3 in a row, and they just have been great. And I don't see any way that Minnesota or Seattle, for that matter. Seattle, I believe, won this afternoon. But, I don't see it. Kansas City would be the one that would have to go in the reverse. The Tigers have just been too good. And I look forward to it like you do. I'm a little more set, like I just told you, that I think the American League is set in stone, certainly the National League. I know you have me on as the guest, but I'm dying to know what you think. I haven't heard you bring it up. As I was driving home today, I kind of waffled on this, and I know to play by the rules, you got to play a doubleheader next Monday. But I'm just wondering if somebody had taken the bull by the horns, because this is not a thunderstorm that hit and knocked this series out for a game. It's two games, actually. They're off today, and they're off tomorrow because of the storm. What happens if they had moved this game to, I don't know where you can play this close by, Birmingham, whatever, but I don't know. I just got this crappy feeling about playing a double dip next Monday right before the playoffs. Something smacks not right with that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like it, Brock, but there's an underlying theme this year. It's a month worth of baseball. The playoffs start on the first day in the World Series. The latest it can go is November 2nd. Now, if the NLCS and the ALCS, they're going to change this now. This is a change. If the series go 5 or 4, they'll start the series early. So the earliest we could be done would be October 25th. But I totally agree with that take. That is a very weird setup. Especially if those games mean in or out, and they very well could. In the American League, real quick, though, yeah. Brock, I think it's the Yankees to lose. I'm talking the pennant now, getting to the World Series. To me, it's theirs to lose. But they're so unpredictable. They're so – I mean, that lineup scares you. Soto and, Giancarlo when he's in there. Judge, I mean, come on now. And yet the table setters are weird. And so it's, and we had Verdugo in Boston. He is mercurial. He's streaky. So the minute I say, it's the Yankees to lose, they're Jekyll and Hyde. I mean, I could see Baltimore, despite getting, falling to the 4 seed, could ramp up. They're a good team. Santander is a power keg. Couser's hitting the ball. They got some young talent. The shortstop, outstanding. Gunnar Henderson. They got good speed, well managed. I could pick the Yankees. I'm pulling for two teams. The Orioles, actually three. The Orioles, Tigers, and I have no issue if Cleveland and the Guardians make a run and find themselves back in the World Series first time since 2016. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Yeah, I have a soft spot for the Guardians too, Marty. That's the one I was going to pick out for you too. I think both of us can go through the whole playoff scenarios, but I think fans were probably taught a good lesson last season. You and I can break this all down, and like you say, Yankees have all the talent. It's just getting some consistency. Right. If you remember, we had the discussion about no team. This will be the first year in many, many years that no team has finished above 600 unless the Dodgers go on some sort of roll here. And that just that tells me that there is some Jekyll and Hyde to all these teams. But again,
totally agree.
Last year, look what last year did. What did it teach you last year? We could have sat here and analyzed everything. And the great thing about playoff baseball, I guess it's like playoff hockey in a sense, anybody can win if somebody gets hot. And in a 5 or 7 game series, look, you had the two lowest seeds from each league last year in there.
Yeah, you did.
And then the Rangers win it all. And they were like the last ones in, basically. And I love sports talk. That's I'm not trying to dismiss this so easily by saying, don't worry about the Yankees, Marty, because, you know, it could be, you know, the last team in that gets in. I don't think it'll be that way this year, and I think I like your Baltimore pick, and I do like Cleveland too. I don't think Houston's got the oomph that they did in the past year for the American League. National League Dodgers, to me, are just like the Yankees. I don't trust them as far as I can throw. Don't trust them as far as I can throw. And frankly, I'm not sure about the Phillies. I'm one that for this year has been rooting for, and I'm a believer in Milwaukee. But again, I wouldn't put anybody's money behind this in such a short series. And 5 and 7 game series are short, Marty. They really are. And I don't trust them all. But like you, I'll be watching baseball. Trust me. I will not miss any of this. It's a great time of year. And like I say, I'm a huge fan of the sport, as I've told you in commentary and on the phone, not on the air. Like I said, I want more people to be watching it. I just think it gets unfortunately lost in the football frenzy that we're in, but there's some great playoff baseball coming up over the next 5 weeks.
Brock Hines with us. We're blessed. We have Omar Vizquel as our baseball insider. 3 weeks ago, he said to me, watch San Diego. And I'm with him. I watched him last night. Brock, they won the game. They were going to give up. They were going to spit the bit and blow a 4-1 lead or whatever it was. A triple play to end the game with Ohtani on deck, two men aboard. A bang, 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 around the horn triple play to end the game and clinch a playoff berth. Now, that's a nice bit. And Bob Ryan told me a long time ago, the reason why he loves baseball and he scores every single game he goes to, he said, when you go to a baseball game, there's a chance you'll see something you've never seen before. That has never been that's never happened before. A triple play to end the game and clinch a playoff berth. The Padres are live, and I'm telling you, the Merrill kid is unbelievable. Tatis, Profar, Machado, big hit last night for Xander, the former Red Sox. Let me tell you something. That Padre team is live and dangerous, Brock. They really are.
And, you know, Marty, I think one of the big talks out there on the West Coast, Southwest, is you mentioned all the players. I think you got to mention the first-year manager out there, too. He's done a great job, Mike Schilt.
Let go by the Cardinals, right? I mean, the Cardinals said, hey, adios.
Yeah, and, you know, he's, I think he's somebody who's in his mid-50s. It's the 22nd or 23rd manager that team has had. I was reading about him the other day, so I was a little prepped on this. But I'm thinking, geez, you know, I wasn't really familiar with him. And I read more about him, and I just think of what the job he's done in San Diego, just coming in as a first-year manager, I tip my cap to him.
All right, we got Chad Finn from the Globe. I think it's next week. I might want to have you on that day because he's doing a lot of media stuff. He's got a book out about the Celtics, so I'm just planting that seed in your head. I want to finish up, though, because you love hockey, and I came around and went to a lot of hockey playoff action last year. Brock, I can't believe the season's starting. The theme that I want to focus on, I want the Rangers in the Stanley Cup this year. I want them. We know it's possible. But the Florida Panthers, where do you go real quick with the start of the hockey season? Give me a bullet point or two real quick. Let me hear.
What I want to do, Marty, is figure out a couple teams that could surprise and move along, or maybe ones that should be trending upwards. And one of them I would talk about is Tampa Bay. Couldn't figure them out last year, and then you look deeply into that, and Vasilevskiy in goal had his worst season of his career. I expect him to turn around and be good, and I would look for Tampa Bay to improve. The consensus among a lot of people that I talk to is they like Carolina to win it all. They would like your Rangers to be in there, but that will be interesting to see. Be interesting to see how Utah embraces hockey. They had their first game out at the Delta Center and had a nice preseason crowd. Preseason hockey, Marty, is just shocking me. I don't know. I realize they give some of these tickets away, but the Bruins, you said it on the air the other day, and it was just so funny. You talk about Boston being a hockey town. When I was listening, I'm kind of wincing. I'm going, that's second. Maybe the Red Sox first. The Bruins sold out, Marty, their preseason game with Washington the other night. They sold out their preseason game with Washington. They were turning people away. So I don't know. You may be right, and I'm probably wrong. I would say Boston,
Brock,
is.
It's a hockey town, I'm telling you. It really is. People don't realize it, but it is. It's a hockey town. Go to Melrose. Go down the South Shore, Billerica. Go to Norwood. All those hockey youth pro. Go to Charlestown, Southie, and then you go to the high end sub. Go up to Danvers, Peabody, Beverly, St. John's Prep. It's a hockey town. It's a hockey city. It's the hockey in the suburbs, Brock. Make no mistake.
15 seconds, Marty. You know how you judge a city is if all the sports teams are 500. Who are they going to go see, and who's going to draw the best? And I guess I will have to give you credit. The Bruins will sell out if everybody else is 500 or a little less. It's Boston that will always do that. The other ones, the Celtics will draw 12,000, and you're right.
So you
get high marks on that one for sure. But I'm rooting for the Rangers, too, and there's a lot of people rooting for a Canadian.
Yep, got to run. We're up against the break. You get back to us.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce, bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce, bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, rolling along here on a Wednesday into a a Thursday. It is Sports Overnight America, presented by Geico and by Rocket Mortgage with $10,000 towards your closing costs. Let's not waste any time because we have him on a short opportunity. And let's get him in here. Nick Douglas, who's got his eyes and his mind and his heart fully vested in college football, the SEC in particular. Welcome aboard, Nick. How are you?
Hey, Marty. I'm doing well, my man. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you on here. Kind of, you know, spruce up the show in the week here. Not that the show hasn't been excellent today. We have Brock Hines, who gave us two great segments. We turn our attention, before we get to Alabama, Georgia, we could do the whole segment on that game alone. Boy, I tell you what, Lane Kiffin, Hugh Freeze, at least it's not boring down there. What a soap opera. Go ahead. Weigh in on that. Let me hear.
Absolutely, yes. Those two have never been one to mince words about each other, and today is a clear example as the publicity machine continues to churn out of both Auburn and out of Oxford. You know, Coach Freeze was no stranger to baggage here. Lane Kiffin, as we know throughout his career, is no stranger to baggage. So it's too bad we don't get to see these two teams meet on the gridiron, because obviously these are two coaches that love to talk, that love to take subtle jabs at each other, or not so subtle jabs. Obviously, Ole Miss talking the talk and walking the walk. Auburn, not so much, after putting up 14 points at home on two separate occasions. So we'll see how Hugh Freeze responds to the adversity this week at home against Oklahoma.
I agree with that, and I loved Arkansas this past Saturday, and the Razorbacks let them back in the game a little bit, but then just put the got them good and pulled away, won it by 10. Here's where I want to go, though. In this, you know, in this era of basically free agency, the portal, do we get too wound up when coaching staffs are poached? I mean, it's been going on forever, or maybe not to this degree. So a little bit of an overreaction on the part of Lane Kiffin. I mean, if you're assistant coach, and I mean, I don't know. I get it, but at the same time, man, it's become a dog-eat-dog world in the world of college sports. Let's be honest. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Absolutely it is. And I think that's just normal banter between two coaches that, frankly, do love to run their mouths. Again, all is forgiven and everything is permissible when you're winning. But I think that this isn't out of character for either party. So, you know, mm-hmm. Auburn does have a history, Freeze in particular, of hiring off of Lane's staff. And Walker Jones, credit to him, the head of the Grove Collective, he's done an amazing job. That's who was brought up earlier today. Right. It wouldn't shock me if every NIL collective in the country was vying for Walker's services. He is top of the line, and what he's been able to do with the Grove Collective has been incredible. So I think it's nothing more than friendly banter, and you know, hopefully both teams can get a win as the conference continues to thrive across the board. I know Auburn is much more desperate for a win than Ole Miss is, whereas Ole Miss comes in as a 17.5-point favorite.
Yeah, and that's where I want to start. We'll get to the big one here coming up. They're home. Kentucky, obviously, was licking their chops a couple weeks ago. They had Georgia on the ropes. Texas, number one team in the country. Georgia, you know, got their knees skinned by a 13-12 victory. It cost them in the polls. You know, that serves that was a big flare to the sky in Oxford, not to take Kentucky lightly. They won't anyways. Only one road game, and that was up to Winston-Salem to take care of Wake Forest. How do you see this at first glance? I just think it'll be business as usual for Ole Miss. I really do. Give me a quick hit there.
Yeah, so I think there's a high possibility that it is business as usual. If there's one thing about these Kentucky teams that we've seen over the year, you know, they've retained a lot of talent. I think that if this team gets hit in the mouth early, like you saw against South Carolina, then they're going to start to back down, and this should be a steamrolling sensation from this high-powered, high-octane Ole Miss offense. But if the Reds come out flat-footed and Kentucky gets a little momentum and they can figure out the passing game, I know Brock Vandegrift's really struggled over the last several weeks, but if Kentucky gets off on the right note, I do think you'll see the Rebs in trouble and they'll need to make some serious adjustments and come out hot in the third quarter, because that's all that Georgia game was. Georgia came out flat-footed and sent the signal to Kentucky that they could be in this game. Therefore, they were. I think if you come out early, you score from far, and you piece piece together a couple, three, four-play touchdown drives. At the end of the first quarter, if the Reds have two or three scores, then this should be business as usual. But they've got to make sure they start fast. That'll be the biggest key in this game.
Yeah, he's our guy, Nick Douglas, on the SEC in college football, one of our national guys. Nick, let me ask you this. I don't want to spend a ton of time on it. They're playing Louisiana Monroe. It's going to be, or they did already, rather. They got Mississippi State. That's the same deal. I mean, they stunk. I there was nothing else on early, so I watched Florida get absolutely, put the wood to Mississippi State. They're terrible. Bye week, and then now we got the bye. Well, hold on a minute here. What am I saying here? Yeah. So you've got Mississippi State, who got blown out by Florida, the bye week, and then Oklahoma. My question is, as I get myself all convoluted and wound up here, does yours need a little action before, game action before he tees it up against Oklahoma at the Cotton Bowl? Or do you let Manning, you know, go the full ride? You've got a bye week, and I got to think yours is going to be brought back for that, for the Red River battle. Do I have that right? Give me a quick hit.
Yes, so I think you stick with Manning in this one. You've got to give him his trust, and frankly, he's earned it. He's earned the right to start in this game. You know, they're almost 40-point favorites, and I think that's why, to my point earlier this week, Marty, I think that's why you recruit and you keep the payroll this deep when it comes to the quarterback position, because guys will go down. I mean, you got to have this at every position, because a full season is 16 games now. It's practically an NFL season, which means you're going to have backups and even third stringers that you can trust across the board, especially at the quarterback position. So Manning's earned this one. There's no concerns about his play style and how he's performed thus far. I think you roll with him throughout this contest and you reevaluate Quinn Ewers, make sure he is 110% by the time you enter him back in play, whether that is this week or next week. I think they ought to hold off until next week.
I think that's right. The team that I'm struggling trying to figure out right now, he drives me nuts. He's a New Englander like myself. I loved Kelly when he was at Notre Dame. I can't figure out LSU or Brian Kelly, but, you know, you help me out with this one. Where do you have them now that you've seen them? We're getting in now to the meat of the schedule. Tell me about LSU.
Yeah, so LSU seems to have righted the ship. They're a very slow-playing team, so yeah, they came out flat-footed against UCLA. That one was tied at halftime. And anyone that knows college football knows that a name as big as UCLA should not be that intimidating when it comes to football. You know, they barely scooted by a South Carolina team, and then obviously they had their folly in week one against Southern California. I think this is an LSU team that still has not gelled. I mean, you can't coach chemistry. This is a team that is still working on that. You know, Garrett Nussmeier has proven to be a stable option, but that's been a non-conference play. Is he a stable option throughout the duration of the year? I mean, his pocket seems to collapse faster than anyone's in the entire conference. So I can't imagine that LSU fans are sitting easy, but I also can't imagine that the team in Baton Rouge is sitting easy. I mean, this is alarming for a team that was supposed to compete. Meanwhile, up the road in Tennessee, I mean, Knoxville seems to be firing off on all cylinders. And, you know, I think those two teams were sort of held to the same stature, where they had some question marks around how good they were going to be. Obviously, you can't count them out. And now it seems like Tennessee has made the leap into the top tier of title contenders, whereas LSU is still trying to find its footing. So they've got South Alabama this week. I think that's a good spot for them. And then they've got Ole Miss after a bye on October 5th. So that'll be their first real big test. And if the Reds come to town and give them the business, then watch out, because that LSU team will fall apart real fast.
Well, they've got a three-game sandwich between two byes. They got a bye on October 5th and November 2nd. But you're right; they've got Ole Miss at home on the 12th. They go to Arkansas and they go to A&M. They could lay an egg right there. They could come away with an offer, and I'm not kidding you. They really could. And then they got Alabama coming out of that second bye week. Hold on. They got a bye the second bye. Then they got Alabama. I mean, their season could unravel. Am I getting crazy here or what?
It absolutely could. And it doesn't help that it's a rugby culture at LSU. You know, at some of these schools, you can get away with coming out flat-footed. You can get away with maybe squeaking out an 8-win season and, you know, laying the foundation for the next season. But that's not the case at LSU at all. Those Cajuns expect to win. They expect to win now, and they expect to win big. And so you're absolutely right, Marty. They could unravel. And I think Coach Kelly ought to be really concerned. They need that win against Ole Miss. That could be the momentum shift. But like I said, if you've seen LSU play, you know that that pocket has been collapsing faster than it should be this early in the season. So they've got a lot they need to figure out.
We never get to talk about him. I need a couple minutes here on Vandy. I love that team. I make him a lot of credit. Hey, look, that's a very tough conference. To win at Vandy in any shape or form is unbelievable. I shouldn't say that because it's a great school. Nashville's a great town. Give me a hit on the Commodores real quick. Big win, huh? You got to give them credit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Vandy really should have had that game. They had Missouri pinned down to the wire. I think it says a lot about Missouri, you know, barely scooting by Boston College and Vandy in the past week. But that quarterback, Diego, has shown that he's got precision in the pocket. He's shown that he can, you know, diversify with his receivers. And they've also got a strong running attack. So I think Vandy does have a bright future. Coach Lee is proven to be a sharp mind throughout his career, and it's nice to see, even in the NIL era, a team like Vandy can really gel together, get on the right page, and actually have positive momentum. You know, it's a bit paradoxical in the NIL era because, you know, there's no way they've got anywhere near the resources that most of their conference has. So it would be nice to see Vandy get in the bowl game, I think, for all parties, and to see the Commodores sort of make their way back to relevance.
Right. Yeah, I misspoke there. They lost that game in overtime. I got to pay attention here. Finally, on this note, let's just lay it out here. What does Billy Napier have to do to save his job in Florida, or is it just a matter of time? Is he going to walk the plank there?
So I think Billy Napier can save his job in Florida. He's shown that he can recruit, and he's shown that he can win games. You know, I think it's just a matter of getting the team on the same page, similar to LSU. You know, it doesn't help that they've got this ruthless schedule, but everything I hear out of Florida says that the donors are on one page, but the admin is on the other page. So I think Florida's in for a very long haul, irrespective of whether you bring in a new coach or whether he stays. But my prediction is he does stay the rest of the year. And unless he has a serious folly and only wins another game, I think Coach Napier does return next year.
Finally, I want to put you on the put on your Weather Channel cap. What do you expect to happen this weekend in terms of this storm? Have you looked at it with this hurricane? What are we thinking? Have you speculated? Will you speculate on anything for us right now in terms of this hurricane and how it could affect the action?
Yeah, so I can tell you this. I'm really excited that the temperature in Oxford is going to be in the 70s. It'll be nice not to have a 90-degree kickoff. You know, I think outside of a few storms, you won't see anything too bad. Obviously, Florida, University of Florida is not playing, so that shouldn't harm or cancel any games. And, I mean, checking the weather reports earlier this week, it looked like Tuscaloosa would be fine, so, and as would Auburn. So you might see, obviously it'll be cloudy, but, you know, I don't think it really affects that many games, at least in and around the SEC, but you might have some showers pop up here and there.
All right, what's going to happen at Bryant-Denny on Saturday night, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think, you know, you've got the unstoppable force meeting the immovable object, Georgia being the unstoppable force. I think that Kirby's up for revenge. He's here to show why he is a pro coach, and he's here to sort of put the stamp on what was a frustrating loss, a team that should have competed in the national title game, that being the Georgia Bulldogs. So they're favored by two. I think they go in and they barely cover, if I had to give a prediction. Yep. But that is anyone's game. You know, Bryant-Denny is going to be as crowded and as loud as it can get. It will be at its absolute best. Trump will be in the building.
I heard that too. Yeah. Hey, Nick, we're out of time, buddy. I got to let you go. We will talk to you on Saturday night, buddy. Take care. You get back to us. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, down the home stretch we go. It's an easy one tonight, and I paid attention to Vegas and Seattle last night. I paid a little bit of attention to Liberty and Dream. That series is over. Look, these opening round series are just laughable. Maybe Indiana can break the trend, and we'll get a game three Friday night in Indianapolis. The problem I have is Dawana Bonner, Mabry, the big gal in the middle, name escapes me. Dom will jump in there and tell me who it is.
Alyssa Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas is just and she's a 10-year veteran too. They're just deep. They keep coming at you. They just do. And the gal, Carrington, got named most improved player today. So deserving. She had 14 the other day. She's an assassin, and she can belly up on defense and give Clark fits. I don't know. It's going to take a yeoman's effort for Caitlin Clark in Indiana to just keep this game, I think, to a couple possessions in the waning moments. We'll see. Pulling for Indiana, but I have a feeling the Sun are going to set the Fever back. So, good job out of the whole crew today, Brock Hines, Nick Douglas and company. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay tuned for more Sports Talk. Following updates and Sports in 60, top of the hour on Sports Byline Broadcast. Adios.